This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, let's meditate on distress. The meaning of distress is extreme anxiety, sorrow, or pain. We all undergo distressing situations in our life. They could be because of decisions made in the past or our failures, or they could be the persecutions or sufferings as a Christian. When we enter into our prayer closet and during the time we spend in communing with our Savior, understanding of those situations light up our minds. At times, we are engulfed with extreme anguish that no earthly aid could ease our pain. Almost every person from Bible who walked intimately with God experienced this at some point of time in their life situations. And as they depended on God for help, they were delivered. There's surety and confidence that our cry during distress would be heard and we would be rescued from this pain. For word of God says, our Most High is a stronghold for poor and needy in his distress, a refuge when enemy rages against them. Firstly, let's meditate on the reasons for distress in various circumstances in lives of people. According to 1 Samuel 28 chapter 15th verse, Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me to bring me up?" Saul answered, "I am very distressed, for the Philistines make war against me and God has departed me." Saul's situation here is so agonizing that he went to an extent of waking up Samuel's spirit, which is an abomination to God. He knew God departed from him because of his own selfish sins, that in spite of he being warned, he continued to neglect God and looked for his own self-glorification. Here we observe he is the sole reason for this anguish upon his life. According to Isaiah 5th chapter, God says the nation of Israel is his vineyard. But because of nation's haughty and rebellious attitude, oppression is found instead of justice, and cries of violence is heard instead of righteousness. Here it's because of nation's disobedience. In spite of continuous caution, they had to end up in such a distressful situation, and they could not escape from their own sin's consequences. Secondly, we need to understand is God permits distressing situations in our lives. David faced many such circumstances, but his hope, refuge, and trust was in God. He never trapped himself under them. One such situation was Amalekites invaded David's people, taken captive the women and carried them away. Word says, according to 1 Samuel 36, David was greatly distressed, but he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Agonizing times occur even for God's people. But let us understand that our anchor should be Christ, who would never ever let us down. Thirdly, God wants each one of his children to undergo suffering, which refines us as gold, and through afflictions we are strengthened in faith. For Paul says, he takes pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when we are weak, we are made strong. What a powerful insight Paul draws here, which is completely true for a Christian believer. His grace would be sufficient for us, and his strength is made perfect in weakness. Christ too experienced this distress on cross, for the fifth word which he uttered was, "I thirst," according to John 19:28. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for this insight on distress, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we all undergo distressful situations in our lives, O Father. We undergo many, Lord, agonizing circumstances, Lord, of anguish, Father. But, Lord Jesus, we have a solution only in you, O Father. Lord, for you are there to deliver us, O Lord. When we cry to you, you are the one who will, Lord, redeem us from that kind of a pit, O Father. Lord Jesus, strengthen each one of us who is listening to this, O Father. Bless each one of us, O Father. Lord Jesus, Lord, let us be strengthened in your spirit, Lord, and help us, Lord, to live for you. We ask these words in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.